Good morning, everybody, and welcome to my first podcast. This is Divine Faith. Of course, many of you guys know me as Divine Faith Tarot, and we are going in a different direction outside of the damn YouTube channel. Now we're going to talk about real deal Holyfield type shit in terms of relationships and how shitty our relationships can be, and what the hell do we do when we're dating a damn narcissist, you know? Those hypocrites that they don't want you to do something, but then what they don't want you to do, they turn around and do it like 10 seconds later. Like, who the fuck does that? A narcissist, okay? So, we definitely are going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to try to make our days a little bit better so that we can feel like, you know what? Even though I got this shitty knucklehead-ass person that I have to go home to, you know, I'm just ready to get this shit over with, okay? So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off first with the daily reading, the daily energies for all the zodiac signs, okay? So, grab your pencil and your pen if you fucking need to and write this shit down, okay? Because today we're dealing with soulmate energy, okay? You could be dealing with a Cancer. You could be dealing with a Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Whoever it is, this person is coming through as your soulmate, okay? But just because they're your soulmate does not necessarily mean that you guys are supposed to be together. What a coinkadink, okay? So, seems like this person is trying to come back possibly and rebirth this relationship. What the fuck are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You got a choice. Do I want to listen to this person talk, or do I want to kick their ass to the curb, okay? But at the same time, even though this person wants to come back, they don't really know if they want to offer you a relationship. So what do you do? What do you do? You know, they don't know if they want to offer you a relationship, because what I'm picking up on is third party energy. Somebody's keeping a secret. And if you're dealing with a Cancer who possibly is your soulmate, or a water sign, whoever it is, this person could be keeping secrets about a third party situation. They could be talking to somebody on the motherfucking side. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? That's why they're not moving any faster to be in a relationship with you, because they're probably over there humping on somebody else. Is the shit fair? Absolutely not. But that's what it is. And I feel like if you ask them about this, they're going to fucking lie straight to your face, okay? They're going to lie up and down. They're going to make it seem like everything is all peaches and cream, and that they're not talking to nobody else. That's why they're back to you, trying to deal with you. But I feel like that is bullshit. Okay, because the secret is, seems like that this person possibly is having sex with somebody else. No, hell to the no. What do we do? What do we do? Do you move forward or do you stay? Okay, because I'm getting the sense of that it could be a toxic relationship. Whoever this is that's coming back, this could be a toxic relationship, okay? There could be addictions involved, or the addictions could be that somebody could be too busy trying to turn a hoe into a housewife. We don't have time for that. We don't have time to turn hoes into housewives, okay? Like, we got real fish to fry, and it ain't no damn hoes, okay? Just saying. And I feel like because of this situation, and because you can't figure out how this person is moving, you're probably going to decide that, you know what, it's probably best that we separate. If you're married, you could be thinking about getting a divorce from this person. You could be dealing with a Libra, Gemini, or an Aquarius. The third party could be a Libra, Gemini, or an Aquarius, okay? I don't like this damn energy today. I don't. Because almost just like things are going good. And then here comes this bullshit-ass Knight in the Pentacles-looking person who can't offer nothing you but the kitchen sink. Okay, so it's like, I don't really know about you, sir. I really don't know, or ma'am. I really don't know, because my spidey senses are telling me that you're doing some fucked up shit. And I don't know what you're doing, but my intuition knows what you're doing. But my intuition is also telling me that I need to get the facts before I come to you about anything. Okay, hey, this is just what I'm getting. Yeah. And then I pull the lovers on top of the justice. So somebody can separate because somebody has a choice to make between two people, okay? It could be a water sign and an air sign, or it could be an earth sign and an air sign, or whatever the combination is. Somebody has options, and one of them has to deal with somebody from somebody's past. So today's topic that we're going to talk about is hypocritical relationships, or aka narcissists, aka my damn a child's other parent that's giving me a fucking hard time, but at the same time they don't want me to move on with somebody else. Oh my God, those type of relationships. Or shoot, this could be anybody who just does not want you to move on. So because they don't want you to move on, they make your life difficult. But at the same time, you gotta sit over there and watch them fuck around on Tom, Dick, Harry, and Bob, and Susie and Jessica. And it's like, okay, I can't do nothing. Okay? Those type of relationships. Hypocrites. So, hypocritical relationships, like I said, narcissists. Those who will sit up there and get on to you about shit that you're doing, but they'll turn around and do the same shit a day later or an hour later. For instance, they'll sit up there and say, you know what? You can't talk to this certain friend, even if they know who this friend is. They'll sit up there and say, no, you can't talk to them. I don't approve of you talking to them. And then, you know what? Because you want to be a good girlfriend or boyfriend, you're just like, you know what? I'm gonna respect this. Because I want to be with you, and you know what? I don't want to lose you over talking to this friend who I clearly have had for forever and a moon, but oh fucking K, whatever the fuck you want to do, okay? But you kind of just sit back like, you know what? I'm going to drop the friend. So you drop the friend. Now that you've dropped the friend, now you're down one less friend. So you're down one friend, and they pick up two more. Like, what the fuck? Like, you just sat up here and said that I shouldn't be talking to this friend. Because I guess you don't like how the conversation is going, even though we ain't talking about nothing. We could be talking about cheese pizza or the sky is blue, but you don't fucking like it. So it's like, you know what? I'm not even gonna argue with you. I'm gonna stop talking to him. But then I turn around the next day, and not only are you still talking to a friend who you fucked about 2-3 years ago, you done picked up another friend. So that's supposed to be okay. No, you a damn hypocrite, and you're a narcissist, okay? And I don't like it. Hypocritical relationships. So what do you do in a hypocritical relationship? If I was in a hypocritical relationship like that, guess what? I just let your ass talk. I let you talk till you blue in the face, and I'm still going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. So guess what? Everything going to be straight on the surface, but I'm not trying to listen to what you're trying to say because you can't go do whatever you want to do. And then I gotta sit at home like a damn housewife or a damn house husband. No, that's not gonna fucking work. So, do whatever the hell you wanna do. And on top of that, if you're in a hypocritical relationship where they're not giving you any leeway to do what you wanna do, I suggest that you get the fuck out of Dodge and leave they ass alone. Because I don't know if they're gonna change anytime soon. Because they want to have the control in the situation, but you can't give them the control, okay? You cannot give them the control. Like, seriously. Once they start falling into that narcissist shit, I'm like, you know what? I'm about to pack me a little knapsack, and I'm leaving your ass for a couple days because you need to regroup and come back down to earth. Because I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to, but it is not me, okay? You can't control what I do whenever you do whatever you want to do. It doesn't go like that. Like, this is supposed to be an equal partnership. So if I want to have friends, I can have friends. It's a narcissist. So get away from these type of people. Don't even conversate with them, okay? Out of sight, out of mind type person, okay? Because a narcissist is going to be a narcissist, no matter who the hell they are. Now, some people can change, but that's like on a rare occasion, okay? Jesus has to be coming back down to earth for that to happen. But I'm just saying, there's still hope. So, you guys let me know. Give me a time of whenever you dealt with somebody in a hypocritical relationship. So, don't be afraid to call in. Let me know about your hypocritical relationships that you've had in the past. And how did you get rid of that narcissist? So, at the end of the day, how do we get rid of a narcissistic person? That's a good question that you asked there, Faith. I'm not sure. How do we get rid of a narcissistic person? Well, it's this simple, okay? I pulled the cards on this because, you know, the universe has my back to the dough. So she's letting me know, or he's letting me know, how we're going to get rid of these narcissistic ass people that seem to always come in our life and invade our space, invade our bubble. And I want you to get the fuck out of my bubble before you make it pop. Okay, I can't. So, the universe is saying that this narcissistic person will always come through as a Prince of Cups or a Knight of Cups. Somebody who's always trying to offer you the good shit, okay? Somebody who's always trying to put a mask on the dirty shit that they do behind the red curtain, okay? And a lot of times, narcissists stick around or leech on to people who they feel like they can feed off of as far as money. Narcissists love fucking money, okay? They will sell their soul to the man who owns the hot dog stand for money, okay? They are money-driven type people, and they always want to offer you a couple of, they always want to be sweet, loving, kind, and romantic, because you know what? They see you got the cha-ching, the bling-bling, and they fucking want it, okay? I'm just pulling the card. So the universe gave me the Knight of Cups and the Ace of Pentacles. Knight of Cups wants his Ace of Pentacles. You are the Ace of Pentacles if you're dealing with the narcissist, okay? They are trying to feed off of your energy. But then we have the Judgment card. And this represents that, you know what? They ass was a narcissist in a past life. Who knows? You could have pushed their ass off a cliff in a past life, and now they're back in the present life. Like, I have to give you payback for pushing me off the damn cliff, okay? This person always comes back, okay? If he feels like that the door is not closed, or if she feels like the door is not closed, they're going to keep coming back. They have no reason to leave, because you know what? You're giving them the good stuff on a discount instead of making them pay full price, okay? On top of the Judgment, we got the Tower. There's always some bullshit that happens with this person. It doesn't matter. This person could be sleeping with your best friend and you never know it. So guess what? You got two narcissist people now. Your narcissist partner and your narcissist ass best friend, quote unquote. Okay, can't deal with that. They always give you a Tower moment. It doesn't matter. And that's why I said in the past, they were a narcissist in the past. So that's why I said, Jesus got to come on down to this earth for this person to not be a narcissist. And then we got the Queen of Swords, okay? And you know what? A narcissist is always seems to be close to their mother, and they always have their mother fight their battle. So you know what you do? You tell the mother, you can have this shit. I don't want their ass anyway, okay? This is your problem. You raised them. I'm leaving him to you, and I'm getting the fuck out. Then we have the Three of Swords. They always, always, always end up putting you in a third-party situation, and you'll never know it because you are too smitten probably by their good looks or by their smooth-talking ways that you wouldn't even pay attention to the fact that they have a third-party situation going on behind your back about eight times out of 10, okay? But like I said, I'd hand their ass over to their mother. You can have his ass, okay? You be his problem. I'm tired of being his problem. I'm already broke as hell trying to deal with this person because he ain't got no job, no place to stay, no car to drive. I can't deal, okay? And if he does have all this shit, oh, he could be stepping outside of his relationship or his marriage, okay? And that serves my point. This person is a Knight of Wands character. They don't want to be in a real deal commitment because they want to be able to do whatever the hell they want to do. So guess what? You need to exit stage left, okay? Stop letting them smooth talk you. Stop letting them sell you a whole bunch of shit that you don't want to buy that you're going to return the next day and get the hell on out of there, okay? Deal with the narcissist almost in the sense of the way they deal with you. Don't deal with their ass at all. Just deal with them shit. Hey, I'm here for if you want to deal with this person just because you feel like that you need to get something out of this person, whatever, that's your prerogative, but be very careful, okay? Don't fight fire with fire, okay? So, get rid of that narcissist. So everyone, once we get done busting their windows out of their car, okay, now we're going to look at and see when our soulmate is coming in. Because you know what? We can't go to jail. We don't have enough money to go to jail. We don't have enough money to get the fuck out of jail. So it's like, you know, let's see when your actual soulmate or when our actual soulmate is coming into us. So I feel like at the moment, we got the Five of Cups. And Five of Cups represents, you know, crying over spilled milk. You're really sad because somebody who you thought was your soulmate turned out not to be your soulmate. Especially if you are a water sign dating a Leo, okay? You could be really upset that this situation did not turn out the way you would have hoped. But the Sun card is here saying that happy, positive times are on their way in. You just have to believe, okay? It's time for you to move forward from this shit fire relationship, okay, that's doing you no good. This relationship that keeps giving you tower moments, okay? But I also get a sense of that the person who you're supposed to be with could be at a distance from you. Doesn't necessarily mean they have to be in the next country over, next state over, next city over. They could be in your same city. Maybe you just haven't ran into them yet, okay? It could be an Aries, okay? Or it could represent that this person has a lot of fire in their chart, okay? They could be an air sun, or they could be possibly a water sun, and they could just exude fire-like qualities. Also, this could represent that maybe the person that you're supposed to be with, you already kicked them the fuck out of your house, okay? Maybe you had a hot-headed moment because maybe you thought this person was doing something, and then later you found out this person wasn't doing anything. Now it's a sense of that you regret kicking them out of your house. That's not going to apply to everybody, but I feel like that somebody already kicked their soulmate out their house, and now they could be having a little bit of regret. But if this person was doing some dirty shit, then don't regret kicking their ass out the house. So what? Sleep your ass on the street. Not my problem. Next. Then we have the Prince of Wands or the Knight of Wands. So like I said, this person could be at a distance from you. This person could have a large circle of friends. So you could feel like this person could be a little bit of a hoe. But that might not be necessarily the truth. That could just be how you feel or how they are being portrayed. Okay. So don't call them a hoe just yet. Okay. You might not have to turn this one from a hoe to a housewife. So there might be hope. Cross your fingers. But this person won't be immediately ready to commit. Seems like this person is probably really concerned about work rather than love. But that's okay. Okay? You can work with that. As long as they're not being, you know, a cheater. But then we have the King of Pentacles. So that represents this person could be a bit of a stubborn asshole. But they have this nice soft side that they are willing to show you. So you have to accept that. Okay? Like, you don't have to be so hard. You don't have to be so standoffish, especially if this person shows you that they are trying to see where this can go and they're not trying to fuck off on you somewhere, okay? And then we have the Eight of Cups. Like I said, I feel like that this person, some of you guys already dealt with and you probably walked away from. So I feel like that you and this person have a past life together. You probably were married in the past, or you could have been in a relationship with this person already and this person is now your ex. But just because they're an ex doesn't mean that you necessarily have to give up on them, okay? But it seems like there possibly can be a rebirth in this situation for some of you guys, okay? But you got to put down a stubborn energy, okay? Put down a stubborn energy and accept the change, especially if you're a Scorpio. Accept the change, okay? Your soulmate is on the way in if you don't already know them yet. And I feel like some of you already do, but you had a moment and you kicked them out of your house. So now what are you going to do? So send in your calls. Let's get some of these free readings going so I can see what the hell is going on in you guys' lives. So all in all, everyone, these hypocritical relationships that we find ourselves tumbling into, sometimes unexpectedly, this cannot be our lives, okay? Time waits for no man, and we cannot be with these type of people that won't at least change to make the relationship work. Like, we can't do all the damn work, okay? I can't buy all the groceries. I can't pay all the rent. I can't keep these fucking lights on that you're using by sitting at home on my couch all day, okay? We don't want to do that. So, get away from these type of narcissistic people. Your soulmate is not a narcissist. Your soulmate is somebody who is willing to compromise and work with you. So why settle? Why settle? We don't have time to settle. Settling is boring. Settling makes my back hurt. It also makes me feel sick to my stomach when I settle. So you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. And guess what? If they can't get with the fucking program, you're going to make them get with the program outside of your life. Okay? So I really hope that you guys enjoyed my podcast today on hypocritical relationships. Stay tuned tomorrow because, you know, we're going to talk about the shit that I hear every day when you're in a committed relationship and you're still looking, okay? So that ought to be an interesting topic. Don't forget, you guys, to submit your calls about if you've dealt with any hypocrites or if you want to get a free reading so I can get those answers in. Thanks you guys for listening to my first podcast. I really hope that you guys enjoyed it, and I'll see y'all asses on the flip side.